Greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date, Sunday, October the 6th, 2013. So when we look at the children of Abraham presented in the Quran, Isaac, Jacob, Noah, David, and we have gotten down to Solomon, we have a few more names to go, but think of these as your children, because the words, the definitions of the words are to give us an insight into our attributes, our characteristics, our talents, and these are our children, our babies, that we must cultivate these children, and that these children may grow so much so in us that we are able to perform good works for ourselves, for our families, for our communities, neighborhoods, cities, state, nation, and the international community. The covenant of peace is a covenant that means that we must access the whole of the universe, and through, remember Babel, remember the soul of God, the gate of God in Genesis, remember this universe and all of the sciences, and you and me, you and I, we are a part of this universe, and we are all the Babel, the soul of God, the gate of God, Goddess, and through understanding that reality, we access the universe that we may all access the power of the Most High within self, that we may be complete and finished and be paid spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically in totality that which is due us because we have a human God Goddess right. Now I want to move to the Sunday school lesson, and we're showing how all of this is tied together. I don't care what scripture you go into. One of my brothers at my place of employment was reading the Tao Ching Hindu scripture, and it was talking, watch this now, we're tying it all together, because all of these scriptures are based on the scientific study of the material universe, study of sun, moon, stars, and planets. And we're setting up this lesson in Sunday school. Study of sun, moon, stars, and planets. Study of constellations. Study of the Milky Way. Study of all of the facets of the universe. And after the original African scientists did that wonderful study of the material universe, then our ancestors, the African ancestors of the human family, began to write on temples and tombs and papyrus, reproducing that which was studied from the universe, because the zodiac, we're talking original. We're setting up the Sunday school lesson. You didn't know, we didn't know, I didn't know the lesson was talking about zodiac, but we're setting it up. The original teaching of the zodiac is the teaching of the universe and the movement of sun, moon, stars, and planets as teaching us about the power of the Most High in the universe and the power of the Most High within ourselves. I want to go to the Sunday school lesson. Let me see. We are in Genesis chapter 15. Let me move this Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary and Lexicon. over from 12, from 11 to 12 to 13 and to 15, and let's see what we can learn. This is such a heavy study, sisters and brothers. I mean, deep study. I was meditating and meditating and meditating on this lesson in the Most High. Began to just put things in my brain, manifest these teachings in a way that I have never seen it before, but only because of the connection of the scripture to Africa. I give praises to the Most High day and night for the ancestors of the human family, these African ancestors who laid down this knowledge. And if we do not study Africa, see, we are dealing with all manner of the solutions to our problem. Everything we are speaking and sharing with each other is part and parcel of the solutions to our problem of being destroyed by the wicked ruling class and ruling families. One of the main solutions is to study Africa and know that Africa is the foundation for everything. Everything, science, technology, religion, civilization, sociology, politics, everything. Africans laid it down. Spiritual knowledge, all knowledge coming through the African ancestors, and the African ancestors gave praises to the Most High for being allowed to understand this knowledge. So because we are able to connect the scriptures with Africa, we are able to see deeper into the scripture than if we did not know about that connection. What is this scripture in Genesis chapter 15 trying to tell us? What is it that the Most High wants us to know in these last days of Babylon? The last days that we will need to offset a wicked, rotten situation by infusing, by babbling the Most High, the power of the Most High, existing life for all into it, that we may dissipate the wicked forever. After we have dissipated the wicked forever, there's no need for the babbling, because the whole universe will be speaking with the one voice of the Most High, living and existing for all. So what does this lesson portend for our future? What is it that we must learn today about the lesson, that the history of the lesson is serving us as symbolic and metaphor and symbology and euphemism for everything that is occurring today? Abraham is in this lesson. His name is not yet changed to Abraham, but is Abram. Abram. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. What was it that occurred in the chapter above? It was when Lot had been captured. Yeah, Lot had been captured by some evil, wicked ruling class and families down there in Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham, who was Abram at the time, freed the oppressed, freed those that were victimized by the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and then ran into Melchizedek, the African king and priest of Salem, Canaanite, African, precursor of Christ, they say. The Christ spirit, which is all of us in Melchizedek, which is the king of righteousness and the king of justice and the king of Salem, meaning the king of peace, complete peace and covenant with the Most High, Abram gave the tithe to Melchizedek, showing us that we are to tithe to that one that is working for the people. If the church isn't working for the people, mosque, cathedral, synagogue, temple, then, hey, you're going to have to talk to the leadership and advise the leadership that the tithe is for the oppressed masses of the people. Follow Abram. Follow Abraham. Follow what Abraham did to Melchizedek, tithing to that one that is for the people, standing up for the people, standing up for righteousness, standing up for justice, because it's about standing up for the people. So after these things, the word of God came to Abraham, and I got to find my way back to the lesson jumping around. We're in Genesis chapter 15. I'm just about back there. Here we go. And the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." Now, the word, 1697, dabar, speech, saying, utterance, words, business, occupation, acts, matter, case. We're talking about a speech and a word that is all-encompassing, having to do with life and existing. So this power, this reality came to Abram. The word of who? The Lord. The word Lord, all capitals, L-O-R-D, Yahovah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah. The existing one. And Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh, Jehovah, as begetting and conceiving. This is a scientific word that teaches us that existing, life, living, is scientifically father and mother. And this word, Yahweh, is rooted in another word that has to do with come to pass, come into being, to become, having to do with be, shall be. Because the first law of science is the law of cause and effect. And Yahuwah is a scientific word that has to do with cause and effect. Yahuwah is the cause. Who will argue against the reality of life causing life, of the power of life and existing, giving birth to living and life and existing? So this power came to Abram. Abram is defined as the exalted father. The father loved the children. The exalted father in a vision, 4236. Makazeh, a vision in the ecstatic state. Now, this is African. You see the old Africans in a trance having a vision of the Most High. This is a masculine noun. This is seen as coming through the sacred masculine. This, you remember the old Pentecostal churches, Holy Ghost churches, where people look to be in trances, getting visions and insight from the Most High. This is what Abram was going through. He was in a vision, in a trance-like state. He wasn't asleep. He was in a trance, like the voodoo, like the juju, like the African, like the Kemet, like the Nubian, like the Dogon. Abram is an African experiencing African culture, exercising in the realm of African culture. He's from Ur of the Chaldee, and Chaldee is from Ethiopia, from Cush. Abram is an African, and this is African tradition. And in the vision, in the trance, the Most High says, "Fear not." The word fear, 3372. Don't fear. Don't be afraid. Don't Be fearful and dreadful. Don't be in astonishment and awe. If you're astonished by something, you're terrified and you can't move. So he's telling Abram, don't be afraid now. Don't worry. Why? Why not? Because I am thy shield, the Most High talking. Shield is magain, shield, buckler. When you're in a war and defending yourself, you need a shield to protect yourself. Masculine noun. So this is seen as coming through the sacred masculine. And see, this is to teach us, and this is rooted in Ganan, to defend, cover, surround, to defend. And we, the poor working class masses of the people, and we especially who understand this message of freedom, justice, and equality, we have to know that the power of life is our defense. The power of existing, that scientific word, Yahweh, this power of living and existing for all is our shield, our protection, and thy exceeding great reward. 3966, exceeding much, mighty, abundance, muchness. So Yahweh, living and existing, is our great reward, our abundant and exceeding great degree, muchness, might and force, the power and might and force of life. And Haile I Selassie I. Haile is might and power and glory. And Selassie is Trinity. And we are the might and power and glory of the Trinity. And Yahweh is our exceeding great. The word great. 7235. Rabbah. It means to become great and numerous and enlarged, increasingly great, exceedingly enlarge, do much. So Yahweh, the power of existing and living, is for all. Living and existing, that power is so great. Encompasses all things, the whole of the universe, exceeding and great reward. That word reward, sakar. And I can see Ka, son of the spirit. Maybe it's Sakara, son of the spirit of Ra, but Sakar in the African Hebrew language. Masculine noun, sacred masculine, higher, wages, reward, fair, passage, money. This is teaching us that life is our reward. The very life is our reward. Living is the reward. We want life abundant for all, equal access to all of the living, existing facets, attributes, characteristics of the universe. When we pursue that and gain that for all, Yahweh, living, existing, is our exceeding great reward, our shield and buckler, our protection. And so Abram says in verse 2, Lord God, what wilt thou give me? What wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? Now, the Exalted Father is speaking. You see, Abram wants a child. The spirit of Abram is speaking to us today that we may become the children of Abram, encompass those attributes that we spoke about, and bring about freedom, justice, and equality, covenant with the Most High, covenant with creation, covenant with existing and living. So Abram is looking for his children. He's looking for an heir. Now, he says, Lord God. The word Lord here is capital L, lowercase O-R-D. It's not Yehovah. It's 136 Adonai, Adonai. Hebrew, Side Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, means my Lord of men and of God. The title Lord spoken in place of Yahweh. But I learned that this word is plural. So this is lords. Lords and lordesses. It's given to us as a masculine noun, but it's plural, and it takes the place of gods, plural Elohim, gods and goddesses, because the gods and the goddesses are the lords of creation, those who act in place of the Most High to run the universe in the place of the Most High, and we are the lords and the lordesses, Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. Now, this is rooted in the word Adon, 113, which means master, lord, superintendent of affairs, king, Lord God, reverence God, Lord of the whole earth, lords and kings. Reference to men, master, husband, prince, king, husband, lord, and master. But this word Adon is the same of the word Aton. It's from Aton in Egypt, Kemet, which was the power of the Most High under the word Aton, and the sun disk was the symbol. And there were a certain number of rays. I can't remember whether it was 7, 8, or 13. That number, whatever the number, has significance. If it was 7, it means completion. We're complete in the Most High. If it was 8, it means new beginning. We must make a new beginning and stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. If it was 13, that's the number of resurrection. If it was 16, you have one oneness, and you have 6 birthing, but incomplete. But 1 and 6 is 7, and you're back to completion again. You're back to Sabbath and Shabbat. You're back to the idea of being complete and whole and at peace with God, Goddess, at peace with each other, men, women, boys, and girls, at peace with nature and the universe. Aton, Adon, a dawn, a dawning of the new day of freedom, justice, and equality. Abram wants an heir. Abram wants a child. He says he is childless. 6:1-8:5, stripped, childless, bare of children. All of us claiming Abraham, but we're all fighting and killing one another. Muslim, Shiite, fighting against Sunni, Wahhabi, all manner of division within the house of Islam. Saudi Arabia is Sunni. Bahrain is Sunni. These various nations are ruled by either Sunnis or Shiite. But the ones that are the Sunnis are they who have been empowered by the CIA to kill and destroy the Shiites, because apparently the oil is located in places that the Shiites live. And so the ruling class of Saudi Arabia always fighting and terrorizing the Shiites, because that's where the oil is, and terrorizing Iran because they're Shiites. Well, you claim Abram, you claim Abraham, but are we the children of Abraham? Do we see each other as sisters and brothers? And not just that, Christian against Muslim, against Hindu, against Buddhist, against Jew, against Hebrew, against Rasta, against Zoroaster, against Republican, against Democrat, against Socialist, against Anarchist. No, we are the children of Abram. And Abram is looking for his children. Sarah, Sarai is looking for her children. And the steward is the word for child. But the steward is the same word that we have been looking at that also means stranger and children of injustice and unrighteousness. So is this telling us that we're supposed to be the children of the Most High, but we are children of death? Remember that word, bane? Lifeless things, arrows, sons of injustice and unrighteous men. So we're supposed to be the children of the Most High. We're supposed to be the children of Abram, but we're the children of the devil, the children of death, the children of hell and destruction. He says, in his house is this Eleazar. 4:6:1 is Eleazar, means God is help. Remember the El, Elohim, Shamuel, El Yoneh. That El is God, also goddess as well, because Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. But Eleazar is God is help. So Abram is looking for the helper. And this is rooted in 5:8:2:8, the word which comes out to help meet, Azer, to help, to socor. And socor means you need help in a time of desperate need. Azar is 5:8:2:6, the root, etymological root of El Azer. Azar, to help, to socor. And remember, Azar is the name in Egypt. The Europeans called Azar Osiris, and the scripture says, flee or look to that one that is Orion, and Orion is another word for Azar, that original black man in Egypt that the Europeans call Osiris, and the scripture teaches us that we are to look to Azar, and look to Africa, and look to that knowledge and wisdom and understanding so that we may become the children of Abram and be the helper, because we need help in this time of desperate need and desperate struggle, because the system is destroying us and we must rise up and become the children of Abram in this time of desperate need and help. Let's go ahead and take this last break. I believe it's the last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.